The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
It is Men's Health Week, actually, all this week. And we're taking a focus specifically on mental health and a willingness or otherwise to talk about it. Owen Sheehan and Cameron Hiller, both with me from Off the Ball Towers, of course. And Dr. Brian Higgins, Galway Primary Care GP. You're all very, very welcome, folks. Owen, on a scale of 1 to 10, and I know there's outliers to this and exceptions to the rule and everything, how would you rate, in general terms, men's willingness to talk about mental health?
Well, it's got to be a 5, because 5 okay. sums up the perfect word which sums up men's attitude to mental health, which is grand. That very famous telecommunications ad from a few years ago, when the son is trying to get in touch with his father to just have a catch up with him, and at the very end he's like, oh sure, I'm grand. And he's like, but how are you really? 5 is the exact number I would pick out of 10, because that best sums up the word grand.
And has that dial moved in recent years, or is it a case that we're better at talking about why we should be talking about it rather than actually talking about it?
It's a good question. I think that post-COVID, I think everybody got a little bit better at talking about it, because everybody got a little bit of a sample of what it's like to go through these sorts of issues. And I think there's huge amounts of research being done over the past couple of years to back that up, that has definitely been the case. When you have this critical mass of people who are all thinking the same thing, it becomes a more comfortable thing to talk about. I would say, however, that a lot of people, particularly in the cohort of Irish males, would be very comfortable with listening and helping a friend out, as opposed to broaching the subject themselves, which is a bit of an issue.
Oh, Cameron, that's a really interesting point, because we often talk about, you know, the willingness to talk. You need someone to listen. I'm not sure how much I want to listen to somebody talking about their mental health. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean it in a kind of a, oh, I'd feel awkward.
Well, it's sort of like you're kind of wondering what use it is. Like, just listening feels like it's sort of, I don't know, someone just talking into a vacuum, because you're not really, you feel a little bit helpless when you're hearing about these things. I think one of the things we've identified as men, and I think society-wide across the last couple of years, is identifying what mental health is and being equipped with the tools and the language and the knowledge to better identify what it is we feel or what we might be suffering from, or the types of anxiety and depression that we might occasionally have in our behaviours. And that's a really, really positive step, because suddenly you can empathize. It's all well and good to tell somebody that you're not feeling the best, but I think sometimes I would have felt, when people come to me with issues, that you feel a little bit out of your depth, that it's a, look, I know, I hear you, man, but I really don't know what else to say apart from that.
Yeah, I think as well, a lot of men, and again, like anything, this, we're talking in general terms, so there's all going to be exceptions to these rules, but a lot of men fancy themselves as fixers as well in most situations. Mm. So when somebody presents a problem, you immediately want to kind of say, well, here's what you, Cameron, here's exactly what you should do now.
Totally, getting stuck in and sort of, yeah.
let's make a plan, Cameron. Yeah, let's deal with this.
I've got a five-week program for you that will, like, fix you.
Like a couch to 5K. We'll just start with some walking and jogging. We'll just, you know, we'll break it up, Cameron. Don't worry about it. It's going to be easy.
Yeah. Come on. You just, you know, get off the couch. I know you've worked on it today, man. And if you don't feel like working on it, it's fine. But no, I do think we have much more of a sensitivity around these things than we would have maybe even 5 years ago. Certainly, I'd feel more comfortable talking to my friends about issues and having them talk to me and actually being able to maybe work through some stuff, as opposed to just saying it and using it as a sort of a living journal.
What about the backdrop to that conversation? So like, in my imagination, men are worse at maybe sitting down over a table with a cup of coffee between them, looking into each other's eyes, talking about this. They kind of like to be doing something. What do they call it? Shoulder to shoulder therapy rather than face to face.
Yeah, as in with an activity or something.
Yeah, you're cycling or running or you're playing golf, or you're just, you know, you can be working a lathe for all I care, but just don't look at me when I tell you these things.
So that it maybe comes out almost instinctually that you talk about these sorts of things. Yeah, I think so. I think oftentimes, and I think it's kind of a lot of the time, it's the same reason that men might not want to seek out professional help, is that, not that there's anything weak about it, but it feels a bit indulgent. It feels like, well, I don't really have any, I like, speaking of just average Joe, kind of Joe Blogs or whatever, like, I've never really suffered from any horrible abuse or any major trauma. So I don't know. I feel like this is a bit wasted on me. Like, there's probably people who are more worthy of this help than I am. And I think sometimes that's the excuse that men peddle.
Have we gotten on better as well at dealing with or thinking about our mental health before it gets to the point where you feel the need to kind of share the burden?
To a degree, I think we definitely haven't got to the point where everybody's comfortable appreciating what is going on in their own mental health. We constantly look towards the catastrophic situation or the really terrible situations that we can be familiar with other people, either in our families or in our friends group or in even extended friends groups that we have identified and said, well, at least I'm not that bad. That in itself, I guess, is this sort of form of toxic positivity, really, where you're like, at least I'm not that bad. However, I think we have got to the point where we can at least appreciate what fills up the cup a little bit more, whether it's meeting your friends or whether it's exercising. Now, I find personally, if you're looking for a two-step approach to good mental health, my own factor is chat to your friends over a couple of pints. And then it's like, oh, wait, actually, the pints are doing damage to my mental health. Stop drinking pints and go to the gym instead. And that little contradiction between being social and the fact that Irish men quite often are, there is obviously a big alcohol culture in this country, which is detrimental to your mental health. But that culture infects the social interactions that many of us have and that many of us enjoy. I always find it's not the most important point in all of this, but it is a factor when we talk about mental health.
What do you do that you're conscious of when doing it, that this is good for my mental health?
Going to bed at a consistent hour, or more to the point, when you're not doing that thing, you're conscious that you are, you know, emptying the cup in that regard. Exercising, doing any form of exercise is absolutely that. The key thing is that I can't really say that I've reached out too many times in order to engage in a conversation that would improve my mental health. It is very much a solo pursuit. Here's me being in control of my own thing without burdening somebody else with it. Me going to bed at a reasonable hour consistently is something that only I have to worry about. Going to the gym is only something that I have to worry about. And it's a solo pursuit. And that's much easier than the very complicated thing that I've been neglecting to do.
If you had a choice to be in the kitchen in News Talk, and kind of the word kitchen is doing a lot of heavy lifting there, the kind of the corner where there's a sink. Yeah. To be in there when one of your colleagues wanted to unburden themselves, or to be elsewhere and somebody else do that job, which would you pick?
It's a good question. Obviously, I would be very honoured if somebody's identified me as somebody that they would like to unburden themselves with any information that may be troubling them. In that situation, that is, like, there's context to a kitchen in a public space. It's not a private conversation per se. It's a conversation that's,
I guess,
over the
question. It's a roundabout way of asking how comfortable are you to be the person who's being unburdened to?
In a private setting, totally fine.
Okay.
I guess what would happen in a more public setting is that you're afraid of not saying the right thing, and there's actually more ears on you than just the person who you're speaking to.
The walls of ears in this place.
There's a pressure with that too. You kind of feel if you're being overheard giving the wrong advice, it's like, geez, Owen told him completely the wrong thing to do there. And there's a societal pressure around that, that suddenly your advice isn't tenable, or it seemed to be a little bit more destructive than you would have liked. That, I think the many ears problem is a huge thing. Whereas, as you'd say, I'd be more comfortable giving it privately because I would know the person probably quite intimately at that point and know who they are. And I think that's a big thing. It's, I would have friends who I talk to specifically about these things. I wouldn't talk to all of my friends about this. There would be a few who I think they get me, they know what I'm about, and they're the ones who will give me maybe not what I want to hear, but definitely what I need to hear.
Brian Higgins, I mentioned this with us as well, Galway Primary Care GP. Brian, to kind of circle back to a question I put to Owen, do you think we are getting better at talking about these type of things, or that we're better at talking about the importance of talking about these things?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And actually, the guys there covered some really good points. I would say that we're probably getting a little bit better at talking about them, but we're probably living lives that make us more predisposed to anxiety and depression. Now, what I mean by that is, first off, it's really important to try and understand and to get your head around what those conditions are, because they're quite different. And the most easy way to think about it, when someone is suffering with anxiety, it's almost a physical problem. It's this kind of fight or flight response that the body has due to stress that just won't turn off. And it's very hard to organize your thoughts or to prioritize what's important, because everything feels very important and things are very overwhelming. And the thing about anxiety is it really it reduces somebody's confidence without necessarily reducing their capability. And generally you'll tend to find it tends to happen to people who are very conscientious and caring. So it's often quite nice people who end up suffering with anxiety because they care so much. Whereas depression is a little bit different. And depression, we probably don't see it as much, because what happens with depression is that for somebody living with it, is that things stop mattering. So they stop caring and they start to think that they don't matter and that what they do doesn't matter. And what I would say to the guys that came up there was, when somebody talks to you about their mental health, you don't need to worry about what you say to them. A lot of the time, if somebody's talking to you, they respect you in some type of way, and there's something that they see in you that they want support from. And what I would say is, if somebody takes the time to talk to you about their mental health, don't worry too much about saying the right thing. Just make sure that you listen and really, really listen to what they're saying to you, and just tell them what you feel like the right thing is for you to say. And it might be, look, I feel totally out of my depth here. I really appreciate you coming to talk to me, but I think you're having a really tough time and you need help. And I think you should chat to this doctor. Hey, my doctor is brilliant and I can put you in touch with them. So just make sure that what you're saying is, don't worry about saying what you think the right thing is, just say what you feel like the right thing is. And you might have an answer that you believe is right, or you might feel that you can't help them, in which case just say that. But I do think when it comes to living, we do maybe live a life now where we're probably become a little bit socially withdrawn. We tend to socialize on the phone as opposed to in person. Even once a week, I'm not religious, but once a week we used to go out and get to mass and get dressed up once a week and go out and have a sort of community where we meet people. And if you're not involved in a sports team or a community group, for a lot of people, they really don't have that real life social linchpin, which is so important for human beings. And even just getting out and going to the supermarket and making eye contact with a cashier, it is actually a big boost for our mental health. And unfortunately, we do see that people are getting more and more sedentary, and human beings really, really, really need to exercise to feel well. And what the guy said about exercise being so important, if you are feeling down, one of the most effective things we can do to improve our mood is actually to exercise. But unfortunately, when you're feeling low, that can feel so overwhelming. So just trying to get that first step of actually going out and doing something can be so difficult.
Brian Higgins, Galway Primary Care GP, thank you. Eoin Sheehan and Cameron Hill from Off the Ball, thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.